Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On April 5th, the Department of State took action against the ongoing instability in Haiti by imposing visa restrictions on former president of the Haitian Chamber of Deputies, Gary Baudot. He is now generally ineligible for entry into the United States. Acting State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel explained why the U.S. has taken this step.
Baudot perpetuated significant corruption in Haiti by using his official position to solicit and facilitate bribery schemes designated to influence the outcome of political appointments. Acts like these contributed to ongoing violence, instability, and absence of the rule of law in Haiti.
Concurrently, the Department of the Treasury designated Baudot under the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Program, and as a result, Baudot's financial assets in the United States have been blocked. Corrupt officials like Baudot have created an environment that empowers illegal armed gangs and their supporters to inflict violence on the Haitian people, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian Nelson. Along with our partners, including Canada, we are committed to holding accountable those undermining the integrity of Haiti's government and destabilizing the country. Baudot was involved in several corrupt schemes wherein he engaged in efforts to influence the outcome of Haitian political appointments. In 2019, Baudot offered to deliver a successful vote in Haiti's Chamber of Deputies for a prospective ministerial appointee in exchange for millions of dollars paid to members of the Chamber of Deputies. Several Haitian businessmen provided between $6.2 and $7.4 million to members of the Chamber of Deputies to influence the outcome of a ministerial vote. In advance of the floor session, Baudot participated in discussions on the vote and payments with various members of the Chamber of Deputies. The designation of Baudot follows November and December actions in which the State Department took steps to impose visa restrictions on three Haitian politicians, Joseph Lambert, Ronnie Celestin, and Rommel Bell, for their involvement in significant corruption. In December 2022, the Office of Foreign Assets Control also designated two Haitian politicians, Ronnie Celestin and Richard Lenine Hervé Foucard, for abusing their power to further drug trafficking activities in the region. The United States and its partners will continue to use all tools at their disposal to support the Haitian people and promote accountability for corrupt actors who exploit the Haitian people and contribute to the ongoing instability in Haiti.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.